Coach Williams, on time. Great to see you, man. Put those headphones on and have a seat here with us. Yeah. Steve will get you – make sure you got him all connected and everything there, Steve. We are we're on the air. We just started. And, Coach, you are you're first up today. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well. How about yourself?
How's your summer been so far?
It's been good. Been good. Been, you know, busy, but good work in the month of June. And then, of course, coming back from the dead week. Good work there.
When you say the dead week, that's like y'all can't do anything?
Yeah, we're pretty much off campus and no activities. You know,
go to the beach?
Activities.
Is that what you have to do?
No, don't have to go to the beach. Just try to play catch up of all the paperwork.
I hear you. So, how are summers different now? And by the way, so you and Coach Perno, I guess, are the two coaches here that went to your school, that right? So
sure, I guess, yeah.
So y'all are the two. What's summers like now as a coach compared to when you were playing?
Well, I guess the number one thing you'd say is when you were playing, I mean, just worried about executing an assignment and having fun. And I guess now making sure those other guys execute the assignments and just, you know, just the role change of administration and duties and things.
Did you – I mean, like when I was in high school, you know, playing and stuff like that, it was like, oh, yeah, the summer workouts. I mean, you know you need to do them, but they weren't like, you know, you're more worried about a girlfriend or what your buddies were doing. Gotcha. But do you, you get the sense now that the student-athletes – get it more?
They do. They do. And I think everybody's understanding, yes, you want your kids to be kids.
Yeah.
They got to have some of that time. But on the flip side of that, no doubt it has changed. It's becoming year-round in a lot of ways where you're perfecting skills, working on avenues and skill sets that you're trying to get that June and July provide good for you.
Yeah. I think Coach Nolan, at least of the area coaches, he's the dean. You're number two right here, fifth season. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah, so. I started thinking about that, thinking about the rotation.
And all the coaches from last year are back again this year too. But now I say five seasons as head coach. How many seasons has it been, though, as coach?
24, 25, Ooh, something like that.
I tell you what.
Something like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's unbelievable how – I was even – your son's going to be at Shorter, is that right?
Yep, sure will be.
And, you know, that's another crazy thing. Are you going to be coach on Friday and dad Saturday?
Yeah, we're kind of having that conversation right now about how we, you know, make those moves and then looking at some Thursday night games and how we're going to try to make those adjustments too.
Yeah.
So, obviously, a definite change for us here.
So getting to Rome is about how far?
About two and a half if the traffic's right.
If the unfortunately, the traffic probably ain't going to be right.
Exactly.
That's the thing. Yeah. Well, anyway, you guys opened the season against Walker?
Yeah, the Walker School out of Maryland.
And by the way, that's going over that direction.
So, exactly.
So a lot of fun there. How's the schedule look for you guys?
You know, Region 8A, of course, subdivided this year.
Okay.
You know, and in doing that, I didn't really want to open up 0 week, but on the flip side of that, it's good to get started in 0 week on the 17th. You know, we have three non-region games, two crossovers. The three non-region games, I think, give us an opportunity. They're going to be competitive, give us a chance to grow. And obviously, our crossover games, we have Commerce, have them early. Of course, week two.
Right.
Which we know Commerce football and know what to expect and what to prepare for there. So that's going to be good for
us.
And then with opening up that way on the 17th, we have 2 weeks in the middle of our season open. So it's going to give us a little bit of opportunity there to finish up one of our crossover games and then prepare for our sub-region. So that will be kind of a unique piece for us this year. We have 2 weeks off right in the middle.
2 weeks back-to-back?
Not back-to-back.
Oh, okay.
We've got one game in between.
Gotcha.
But some open time that's going to give us a chance to maybe
Well, the bye week's huge, though.
Sure it is. Sure it is.
So, like you said, if you're opening in week zero, getting that extra week during the season is probably just as good.
So I'm hoping it's going to be productive for us.
Yeah. And you guys do the, I guess you'll call it the end of the season, the 10th game, you don't know who that's going to be.
We have crossovers where ones will play ones and then two plays three.
Yeah.
Flip it. But it'll be a region championship game, one versus one.
Do you like that? The way
I do like that concept. Yeah. I wasn't, you know, the sub-region and dividing I wasn't necessarily crazy about. But as far as the concept of really determining who your region champion is and playing that game, that's a good concept.
I mean, it is. It's kind of like having a conference championship game.
Sure it is.
And then, you know, it's, I guess, how many years now has it been in the playoffs with the private schools and single A versus
power rankings,
private?
I guess we're going on year six now.
Has it been that long?
I think it's five or six now.
Has that been a good thing?
Depends on who you talk to and what day.
Yeah.
You know, I think the people look at it. It is what it is. It's not going
It's like the old BCS. You're relying on a computer, right?
Sure you are.
Yeah.
Sure you are. You know, and yes, it all comes down to, you know, your wins. But then there's a lot of other things that factor into it. You know, the opponent that you either won or lost to, their wins, a lot of those things factor into it. So I think no matter what, it's here. And So the pros and cons of it now are kind of past the point. I think they still tweak some things, but we go forward with it.
You had some injuries last year. I know it was kind of, including your son. I know he was hurt too.
Sure.
And it was one of those, I guess, was it 4-6 and close?
Four and
but
six.
How close were y'all as far as
we lost three games by 8 points.
Yeah, and the computer, you know, doesn't take that kind of stuff into consideration.
It doesn't look at that. So we were in, we were still in the playoffs into week 10.
Right.
And of course, we controlled some things and didn't finish as we should have. And
right.
still had an opportunity to be in, and it ended up another team in Class A that we didn't expect to win
right.
a certain ball game did pushed us out, knocked them in. So, you know, that's playing the game. And, again, we didn't control the things we could control.
Yeah, I know. I hear you, and I know you're not going to say it, but it's just frustrating. It's frustrating. I totally get that. Tell us about the players you brought over with you today and what you got coming back this year.
Sure. I brought Lovick Smith and Joseph McElhanney.
Okay.
Both returners, both seniors. Both all-region players from 2017.
Okay.
Lovick for us moved because of injuries. He moved into Mike. He's been an outside linebacker for us, and he's been a B-back and an A-back. Hard-nosed kid that plays the game the right way. And Joe Mack played running back and DB for us. Then he had to move into linebacker based on injuries. But both those guys are hard workers and lead that way. They're not great, very strong with their motivational speeches.
Boisterous guys.
Yes, but now they are guys that take care of it on the field, and they lead by example and do a great job.
So, you know, and I use like a Georgia example, like a Nick Chubb was the kind of guy that wasn't the most boisterous guy that leads by example. Those guys can be just as good as guys that get up and can give the team speech every Friday.
Absolutely. And that's been, you know, some of our conversations coming out of team camp and things like that. That was statements that were made. Look, I know something I've got to work on, being more of a vocal leader, but watch, I promise you, watch, I'm going to lead.
Yeah.
And those guys are seeing that and understanding the work ethic, and they respect that and appreciate it.
Yeah, no question about that, too. And I know that's as a coach that you appreciate. How much you got the same staff you had last year?
We're pretty much in place. I did hire three new assistant coaches that did come in. We had a couple of rotations of jobs, folks trying to get a little closer to home, which I get 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? So we did hire a couple positions on defense and an assistant line coach on offense.
How tougher is it on, like, the single-A private school level on the hires than, say, like a Clark Central or a Cedar Shoals?
Well, I think no doubt when you're looking at job turnover,
yeah.
when you're looking at number of jobs, quote, in your system.
Right.
You know, when you're a K-12 school all in-house, we don't have a lot of rotations.
Right.
And so we have to be strategic when we get those opportunities. And then number two, I've got some great lay coaches.
Yeah.
That
you
we gotta have to
them.
Utilize.
Yeah.
We have to utilize, and they're tremendous.
Yeah.
And so that's where we have to tag team there a little bit, finding those people.
I'm going to ask all the coaches this same question, but everyone keeps asking me about concussions and that kind of thing, and that seems to be the big topic. Are you noticing that you have as many kids as you normally would still wanting to play football? And then, you know, when a parent asks you about, you know, what are you doing at practice and for football games about concussions, what does Athens Christian do?
Right. I think, number one, you know, from our parents' perspective, they've been great. I do understand that, yes, it does put some thoughts in parents' mind, especially younger parents who haven't got involved in the game of football and they never make that choice to do so because they've heard this or heard that.
Yeah.
I think the game continues to take great strides to protect, no doubt. I think at our parents' meeting, I think when we're able to say, you know, number one, we're trying to put the very best on our kids that we can to protect.
Yeah.
I think number two, of course, Georgia High School has put in policies and procedures that limit contact, that limits certain things, and I think there's pros and cons there. But I think when you're able to have that sit down with your parents and say, look, this is what we're doing for your kids, this is where we're working from, how we're doing it, the way we're doing it, and why, and they know you're educated about it and they know why you're doing what you're doing, they respect that and appreciate that, and they know you've got your best their child's best interest in mind.
And during the games, how is the GHSA good as far as making sure the officiating and all that stuff for if a player looks like he's had his bell rung?
I got you. Officials have done a really good job
of
that, just monitoring and saying, you know what, that was a big hit, and he got up slow, and let me keep my eyes on him right quick. Coach, rotate him off. You know, and that's perfect. I'm glad for that. You know, to get that rotation, to get our doctor's medical team to check, say, you know, we're good, that's perfect. So it has brought attention on all areas there, which is good.
What if you need him, though? You got fourth and goal on the one. You might. No, I'm just joking. I'm joking.
Got to take
care of
the kid
first. Can he get one more player?
Take care of the kid
first. One more play.
That's right.
By the way, you now lead the league or lead the day. Y'all's logo is the best one. I'm not just saying that. I'm just throwing that out.
It's the first one out, though.
No, but it's fierce.
I'm going to go get on 960 and listen to you say that to every coach, okay?
It's fierce. No, I like that one. That's not a new one, is it?
No.
Oh, okay. I like it, though. It stands out or whatever. But I'm going to let Steve and Ross also judge all the coaches too.
I'll hear it on all those.
I hear you, Coach. Great to see
Thank you. Yeah,
best of luck this season,
man.
Appreciate looking forward to it.
Thank you very much.
That's Chris Williams, the head football coach at Athens Christian, entering his fifth season, and he does lead the day right now with the best logo. So good to see you guys, Coach Williams. By the way, his son Chip signed with Shorter during the offseason, so. Not only is he the head coach, but he is also a proud parent. And Athens Christian will open in week zero, which I love, August 17, when they travel to take on Walker. And then their home opener will be the following week, August 24th, which is actually week one when they take on Commerce. And Athens Christian will also play Landmark Christian. They'll also play Pinecrest Academy. They've got a trip to Hebron Christian Academy, or Hebron. I always forget how that's pronounced. Then Prince Avenue, then Athens Academy, George Walton, and Providence. And then they do the crossover in week number 10, which is, I guess that's that first week in November. So thanks again to Coach Williams. And rolling out with us now is Coach Nolan from Oconee County. Coach, yeah, throw those on. You'll be good to go. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Doing well. Doing well. Good to see you. I told Coach Williams a moment ago, he's number two on the dean of list. You know who number one is?
Nah.
That is you, at least in the region, at least in the area.
That's sad. That shows you how 5 years is a long time in this profession nowadays, obviously.
Well, see, I'm going to say 5 years, but I'm going to count 21 overall.
Oh, right? I got you.
Is that okay. Right? 21 overall.
Yeah, I got you.
And then, 9 years at Stevens County also,
right.
too. So,
right.
Anyway, throwing you out there as the dean of coaches. And you guys also win the award. Is it Coach Kriebel or Kriebel?
Kriebel.
He prints up an incredible prospectus for you guys.
There's no doubt. I mean, he's a true asset to our program. He takes tremendous pride in it. And to be honest with you, that was one of the things whenever we hired him that I was looking for somebody to do those things. We have some great ideas sometimes, and it's like building a building. I can see it. I don't know how to build it. And
exactly.
I can see some of these things that we want that he puts out. I just don't know how to do it. And he is wonderful at what he does, and we're very blessed to have him in our program.
I use that example with cake. I say, I know if a cake tastes good, and it's supposed to look, I don't know how to make it, though.
That's right.
I know what it's like. But he did a terrific job with this, and I do appreciate it. Even, looking ahead to some of your notes, you guys are looking to make your we'll be making your fifth consecutive playoff appearance. And I know that's got to be a point of pride, too, because – yeah, I know Coach Heron won the state championship back in the late 90s, but Oconee County football hadn't had the long stretches of playoff appearances.
Well, it's funny how things transpire, and one of the questions I was just asked by another reporter was, what's different in your program now? I said expectations.
Right.
You know, 5 years ago when I came and I told everybody we expect to be in the playoffs every year, they sort of snickered thinking, well, you might ought to get there one time first. And so, I think I've always believed that that players and kids will rise to whatever level of expectations put in front of them, and our expectations to be in the playoffs, and now we have to go earn it. We understand that every year, but we're definitely not satisfied if we don't obtain that goal.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to have that, right? I mean,
there's no
doubt. Why would you not? Yeah.
Well, everybody wants to be there.
Yeah,
it's just where you're willing to do what it takes to get there. So, right now, everybody in the state's planning on being in the playoffs, but their next 10 weeks are going to determine who gets to be there and who don't.
How's the summer been as far as the players getting ready?
It's been really good. They've been very consistent, and I like this football team as far as their attitude and their character. And, it just seems to get shorter and shorter. I mean, we start school August 1st, and I can remember starting school August the 21st and having 20 days of fall camp, and things like that. And that's not available to us anymore. And as the dean or the old-timer in this group, it bothers me because, I understand taking all these heat precautions and things for kids that have been put in place, and I'm supportive of those things. But also what we've taken out of that is the ability for them to be game shape ready.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for us, we're going to have 7 days in full pads, and we're going to play a scrimmage game.
Yeah.
You know, well, that's bothersome, because it's one thing to be in shape or run in shape, and it's another thing to put 20 pounds of gear on you and go play for 48 minutes, and it doesn't matter what the wet bulb says or temperature gauge says. At 7:30 on Friday night, they're going to kick that thing off. And so I just worry about, we just keep taking so much away of, you know, I mean, the NFL plays a 17-week schedule, you know. Well, they're starting training camp today for a reason.
Exactly.
And it's to condition themselves to be able to play 17 weeks. And so we're trying to condition our players in 7 days. And so that's bothersome, you know, and it causes you to do more in the summertime to try to overcompensate for not really having a preseason anymore.
And I think it was Kevin Petrosky at Athens Academy said they have like two practices and then they've got a scrimmage.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
See, I just don't think that's healthy for kids.
Yeah, that's tough.
And I think it hurts the quality of the game,
too,
because football is a game of repetition. And the less time you have on the field, the fewer reps you have. So, you know, we'll see where it goes. But also the ability to stay in this profession is you got to adapt to the way it is and keep moving.
Absolutely. How's 8 Quad A looking this year?
It'll be tough. St. Pius has got everybody back. Stevens County is always going to be very talented and good. They got a new staff, so that'll be a different challenge because they do different things. North Oconee is going to be much improved, and I think Madison County feels like they're going to have their best team that they've had in a number of years. So it'll be a tough region, even though it's a small region.
Right.
It'll be very tough every week.
Well, I like that y'all play Clark and Cedar, too. Do you? I mean,
I do. I was very much in favor of getting that started.
Yeah.
You know, it's sometimes not fun right when you get ready to play them because they're so talented. But, you know, it just makes sense, especially in today's time. It costs so much to run athletic programs. And, you know, to travel 2 hours to play a game where we can travel for 10 minutes and play a game, it just makes sense. So I hope that we can continue to play those two teams, and it's been good for us and good for them, and we look forward to hopefully keeping that going at least as long as I'm still have a job at Oconee County.
Well, we're talking with Oconee County head coach Travis Noland, and I guess maybe the most talked about maybe player in the area, maybe Max Johnson, just because, well, everybody knows his dad and what his pedigree there. But tell us a little bit about Max and coming off a really, really, really good sophomore year, now headed into his junior season.
Well, Max is a special player, and irregardless of who his dad is, I mean, he's developing into his own man. And I've known Brad for 25 years. We were friends in high school,
right.
And I can assure you that Max is a totally different player than Brad was in high school. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but, you know, Max is growing into being his own person. I was telling a reporter earlier, anytime somebody plays as a sophomore in high school football, there's a huge learning curve. And there's a big difference between a 15-year-old and an 18-year-old senior. And so he's a year older. He's gained 20 pounds. He's a special, special player. I think he'll be the fourth or fifth true Division I quarterback that I've been fortunate enough to coach, and I can assure you he's as good or better than any of those guys that have played for me in our past programs. He's going to be a special player.
What's his size right now?
He's just under 6'5", I think 220.
Future looks really good there too. By the way, his dad was a really good basketball player. I mean, I guess just a great athlete too, right?
The whole family is really athletic. His younger brother Jake is already 6'5" and I think 190 coming into the ninth grade. So it's an athletic family, and you know, like you said, a great pedigree, but more importantly, they're great people. We look forward to having Max for a couple more and Jake for a few more
years
too.
All right, we do this thing on our morning show where we spin the wheel and we talk about whatever college football team it lands on. And I'm not making this up. This morning it landed on Iowa State.
I might know a little bit about them. I don't know.
You can't make this stuff up. I know. And I even said, wow, this is crazy because we'll be talking to Coach Noland. But how's Zeb doing?
He's doing really well.
Yeah.
He, you know, he had a good spring. He feels really good. You know, last year going into the season, coming off ACL, you always have that little doubt, but he's really confident in what he's doing, and he had a nice spring, and he says they're having a really good summer out there.
I know it was the quarter. I guess their guy is the one that led that upset over Oklahoma. But how often will you get to go to Ames this fall or anything?
Well, my wife and I, you know, she gets to go more than me.
Okay.
But we're really trying to save money so that when he does get to play, I can go. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
I don't want to waste $800 to go out there to watch him stay on side.
Like, I don't want to just go talk to him.
Now, granted, I did get to go see him play at Baylor last year in his first start, and that was
that's awesome.
Very rewarding, and I was just proud of him. But he continues to work, and as a dad, he's happy.
Yeah,
and he enjoys school there. And
he'll be
a redshirt sophomore.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah.
You know, I don't care if he ever plays it down at quarterback. I just want him to have a good experience and get an education. And
he likes it out there.
And he's getting that there. So
I remember you telling me last year that people are surprised when you always say Ames is a.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's
beautiful.
It really is. Now, you can go 5 miles out of the city of Ames and it's cornfields, but the area of Ames is very much like the University of Georgia. It's a beautiful campus.
Now, have you been out there in February?
Yeah, I've gone every spring. That's the only time I get to go is during my spring break.
So you've seen it with snow on the ground, too.
Oh, yeah. It's cold.
Yeah.
I spent my spring break last year. I think the warmest day was 21.
Ooh, so, yeah. I hear you. Well, Coach, you guys open the season against Jefferson in week zero, so that means you'll get two bye weeks during the season, right?
Right.
And you got your first scrimmage?
The 10th.
Okay.
At Thompson.
So, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm really concerned I've scheduled myself out of a job, but also I believe in playing really good people to make you better, and so we definitely have got that in our non-region schedule this year, that's for sure.
Well, looking forward to it, Coach, and thanks so much, and best of luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Oconee County Head Coach Travis Nolan. We'll take a quick break here. We are at the University of Georgia at Correll Hall, and it is our Clark County, Oconee County Media Day. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back here on 960 The Ref.
From Sanford Stadium to Stegman Coliseum to Foley Field, we've got the dogs covered. Athens Sports Radio 960 The Ref.
David Johnston back along here with you at the University of Georgia at Correll Hall. What do you call this area here? Is this the Terry Business College? Terry what? Just the Terry area, Terry business area. So Terry College used to be on the other side of Lumpkin, and now it's on, I guess, the west side of Lumpkin, and it's not just one building, it's a whole area, and it is beautiful out here. I haven't been out here before. This is blowing me away how nice it is out here, too. So, plus they got, like, greenscape, too. You can come out here and hang out and stuff as well, so it's not just a bunch of new buildings, but a lot of other good stuff here, and the whole street parking deck right across the street is perfect. And we're outside on this courtyard, well, not really a courtyard, but on this deck, and the wind's blowing, and we got this brand new tent here with the 960 The Ref on it. This is good. It actually feels good out here. So we'll see who. Oh, Coach Riles is rolling in with us here, so we will continue on with our Clark Oconee High School Football Media Days. Coach, how are you? Throw those headphones on there, and we are on the air, and Steve will get you set up if it's – yeah, you got it. You're
all
perfect.
Right.
Have a seat. Coach Leroy Riles from Cedar Shoals High School entering season number 3.
That's right.
On the east side.
That's right.
How about that?
Yeah, time flies, doesn't it?
It does.
It sure does.
I remember meeting you and talking to you when we were over at, I think it was Buffalo's, and then last year we were over at your old stomping grounds at Central, and how are things going over at Cedar?
Good. Year three, like I said, and, when you've been kind of doing this many years, this is year 28 for me. And
wow.
Yeah. So
time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
I guess it's fun.
First of all, take us through that journey. So it was Thomasville and then Clark Central. I know you were at LSU. Where else in all those years?
Man, I can go way back to 1990. I started at Sarasota Booker High School in Florida.
Okay.
And stayed there for about 7-8 years and did the college tour, University of South Florida. Did with the LSU with Coach Saban.
Right.
They even did a one-year stint at Martin County High School in Florida.
Okay.
And then I got the job at Clark Central.
Where are you originally from?
I'm from Florida.
You're from Florida. Your wife went to Clark Central.
Yes.
But you're originally from Florida. Okay.
That's right.
Gotcha.
That's right.
So that's where all the coaching roots are, I guess.
Yeah.
I hear you. It's been a good run here for you. How are things? I know what you inherited over at Cedar, not to dwell on the past, but how are things going as far as the kind of the rebuild?
Slowly but surely.
Yeah.
We've got about 25, 30 kids that have really brought in to what we're trying to teach them. We had to change the culture a little bit about the expectation of playing football.
Yeah.
It's different than other sports. No disrespect to any other sport, but football is a beast of its own. And so you have to do things a little differently. And it's not as easy as people think it is. You're outside.
I hope people don't think it's easy.
Well,
it's football, like you said.
The problem is, kids come from other sports.
Right.
And it's different.
Right.
The physicality, you got a crazy maniac like myself with high expectations.
Yeah.
So it's just a tough game, and for tough people, both on and off the field. But we're changing that a little bit. Got some guys that have bought in, and hopefully we can continue to build off of that, off last year's playoff run.
Do you ever feel like you have to dial it back a little bit?
You know what? That's one thing I try to do every year is reevaluate myself,
yeah,
my philosophy, and what I'm doing. And I've changed a little bit because society has changed. Kids are different. It's the old Generation Z right now. They're used to doing the video games, and they used to playing someone that's a whole country away from them.
Yeah.
And it's different. So you have to kind of adjust a little bit and try to tweak what you've been doing that has success to what's going on now. It's a challenge, that's for sure.
Is football under fire a little bit, is it?
Well, if we don't be careful, we'll be.
Yeah.
Because the naysayers will always take the negativity of football and really flourish it. And we have to be careful to make sure we promote our game and promote it the right way and teach the things that we know that that kids will be successful for and get a lot out of the game of football.
Coach Riles from Cedar Shoals here. How's 8-5A going to be this year?
Tough as always.
Yeah.
You got Clark Central, you got Beaufort, you got Loganville, a very tough region. We did lose Flower Branch. They went to 4A, so now we're down to 16th in the region. But always tough. You just never know. But I tell the staff, we win three, we're in. We got to win three games, and you're in the playoffs. So, and if you can get the playoffs out of this region, you'll have a chance to do some things in the playoffs.
I guess playoffs last year.
Yes, sir.
And I know that had to feel great compared to, I guess, what was it, a one-win season the year before? And like you said, kind of picking up the pieces.
Well, in 2016, we doubled the amount of wins they had in the last 3 years and then missed the playoffs by one game. Last year, we made the playoffs, got a chance to go play Rome, which was one of the better teams in all classifications.
Sure.
And that experience was huge. The kids got to experience that. We played well at times against them, so they got to figure out that they can actually play with these guys a little bit. So that experience was priceless, and hopefully we can build upon that.
Does that 2009 state championship game seem like 100 years ago?
Hey, tell you what, I was with my brother in Atlanta. We was doing something. And the old Georgia Dome is no longer there.
Well, that's one thing, yes. Yeah, the building's gone.
And my brother was actually, he lives in Florida. He was actually with me at the 2009 state championship game. He goes, well, where's the old dome? I said, that's it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that seemed like light years ago. But those are, like I told my staff, if we ever get a chance to experience that, you'll never forget it. We'll never forget the community support.
Right.
Well, just a couple of years, last year when our basketball team went to the state finals here in Athens,
sure.
The community support, people in Athens do a good job of supporting both schools when they have a great year. So that's special.
And I know, this is our first year of football that without Coach Henderson, and I know a lot of folks will, certainly miss him. He was a, big influence on me even. And, like you said, whether it's Clark or Cedar, it's just, a lot of folks still think about him, mm-hmm. too. And I know you dealt with him, too, when you were over.
Oh, I tell you what, I'll never forget Coach Henderson, the respect and just the – man, you just respect him, man. And he's such a humble person. I mean, he reached out to us, and he's come watch us practice all the time, And the advice he would give you, just the support he gave the program and the support he gives to youth football, high school football, just in general, it's just phenomenal.
Tell us about the players you brought over with you.
We bought Jamal Boyd, a safety for us. He's a 3-year starter for us. Jamal played safety, played some wide receiver for us as well. Then we bought also Blake Gresham, an offensive lineman, who plays offensive guard for us, going to play a little nose man for us as well. Two great kids. They do well in the classroom. And two of the kids that that have really bought into what we're selling, bought into the program, the expectations, and just the discipline and the commitment we want to have in our football program. And they're two great examples of that.
Well, I know you're proud of these guys. How many returning starters do you have on each side? Or is that
you
a
know, I haven't even thought about it. I've been so busy trying to figure out, make sure they get done something.
It's like school. These guys are asking me about returning starters. I got time to think about that stuff.
I'm trying to figure out who didn't pass the condition test this morning. So
what did they have to do today?
Our condition test consists of 10 1-10 sprints back-to-back. You go back, and you got to make it under a certain time.
Okay.
You get 8 seconds in between each sprint.
Okay.
And it's, depending on your line, your position is what your time may be. And it's a booger now. It's a booger.
Yeah, I'm already exhausted. You just talking about it. I don't know any part of that. We used to call this something. So you're running from the 10 back to the 10, and then – no, is that what you said?
No, we go from – it's a 110-yard sprint.
Oh, 110-yard sprint.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they got sprint 110 yards, turn around, wait 8 seconds, sprint again. They got 10 of those in certain times. And,
I got you.
But they've been training on all summer. We train on all summer how to do it.
And, yeah.
It's just a conditioning test that I've done for a long time, and I think we have some success with it.
Well, anyway, best of luck. You guys open in week zero at Madison County.
Yes.
And then who do you have for – what do you have before that?
We got a scrimmage the Thursday before that against West Hall.
Against West Hall. Is that over here or over there?
It'll be at West Hall.
Oh, at West Hall. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And then your first home game will be Winder Barrow.
Yeah, with Coach Dudley. I haven't seen Coach in a while. I mean, he's a great guy. I coached an all-star game with him several years back, and I've grown to respect him, and I really enjoy being with him on an all-star game, and I'm looking forward to that contest.
I was telling Coach Nolan also that I like the fact that you guys play Oconee and Clark Central plays Oconee. I like the mm-hmm. when the even though y'all aren't in the same region, those mm-hmm. good and the fans like that too.
Yeah, plus it's just great for the community. We added Madison County, which is awesome.
Yeah,
because you know one, you know, for the community to come out support these young men in the game of football, ADs are happy because they can have a little better gait. You know, so it's just a win-win for everybody. I think
definitely so. The Battle of Athens, by the way, will be September 28th, and that'll be over at Billy Henderson Stadium this mm-hmm. year. Okay.
Yep.
Everybody asks me, when is the Clark Central Cedar Shoals game, or when is the Cedar Shoals Clark Central game? Depending on the company I'm keeping, I have to make sure I say that right. I'll find out September 28th. So.
That's right. That's right.
I know it's one game at a time, but is that one that's always circled on the schedule?
Well, because we always have to play them, seems like, at the beginning of the region schedule.
Yeah.
So we've got 2 weeks right there that are very tough. We're going to have to play Clark Central, then Buford. So we'll find out a lot about our game, our season in those 2 weeks. You know, that's a lot of playoff implementation, region championships on the line for the most part. So it'll be a big 2 weeks for us. So, it'll be exciting. You know, I'm hoping that the kids can play a lot better this year than last year because we just didn't play well last year, to be honest with you. And for bragging rights, you know, these kids, they know each other. Hopefully we can go over there and play a little better and compete a little bit.
With Flowery Branch, how many region teams now with them out?
Six.
Six, okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Coach, best of luck. Always
great
to see you.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you very much.
All right, now take care.
Cedar Shoals head coach Leroy Riles joining us as we continue on here. Thanks, Coach. The Clark County, Oconee County Media Day. Quick timeout here from the University of Georgia campus on 960 The Ref.
Catch Brandon Adams and Dog Nation Daily, weekdays noon to 1 on Athens' Voice of the Dogs, 960 The Ref.
All right, back here at the University of Georgia at Correll Hall. And we've got Athens Academy head coach Josh Alexander as the show continues on. The Clark County, Oconee County, and this is the High School Football Media Days. Coach, great to see you. How have you been? How's your summer been?
I've been doing well. It's been a great summer.
Congratulations on your run last year to the bins, and I know it didn't end the way you wanted it, but what a great season you guys
had. It was
fun,
you know. Our community and our school embraced our football team, and it was a fun season.
And you guys, I was talking, we had Kevin Petroski, your AD, on with us yesterday morning, and how that was a weird weekend with the storms that you guys got to play there, and there's one other game, and then that was it.
It was a weird weekend, and it was an embarrassing weekend, and how we got pounded in the ground. And then not only that, the good Lord dumped a bunch of snow on top of our head, and then we stopped and had to eat Burger King on the way home. So it was all it was all good. No, we were glad to be there, and we hope to get to do it again.
This Eagles landing, this Elka, they've turned into something, haven't they?
It is. It's almost like the like Rocky IV, you know, like Drago. But the cool thing is we're not anywhere good, near as good as Rocky. So everybody wants to ask us about that, and every time we do, we sort of hang our head and like, oh, my Lord, did we really play in that game?
I was like, nothing to be ashamed of. That is a heck of a run. It's hard to believe you're in your fourth season now.
Yeah, this is my you know, I've had three great senior classes, but these are my guys, you know. It's my first group I got to see through. You know, we may not win a game, but they're fun to coach.
Well, how many are you going to have this year, though?
We have 10. You know, that's usually about what we have at Athens Academy, 10 to 15 kids. And by the time they're seniors, they figure out they do want to do it or they don't want to do it. And we want to grow the senior classes bigger, but I got 10 guys that will eat your face off. So
that's what you're looking for, right?
Yeah. That's right.
That kind of takes your kind of – I mean, you want them to take your kind of mentality, right?
It is. You know, you always hope, just like your kids that you raise at home, you hope they take on your personality. And they have. You know, we're nothing's guaranteed. We'll get everybody's best this year, and we're guaranteed 10 Friday nights. And other than that, we don't know how it'll go.
Week zero, Savannah Christian, so you got a home game to start things
yes,
out. But you guys have a – you guys, what, put on the – pads for a couple of days, and then you're right there on the field.
Yeah, whoever scheduled that's a genius. No, that's sort of how we want it. I just told them, just pretend like you're a bunch of smart kids, and that's what they do in the Ivy League. They don't even hit, and then they go play a game. So that's we claim we're smart, so we're going to take on that same person. The personality of that is the Ivy League. We're gonna practice one day in pads and then go play a game. So that's really, really a healthy way to do it.
You know, but I guess there's summer's not summer anymore.
No, we've been, you know, truth be known, we've been doing it since May.
Yeah, yeah. But at least as far as having a summer off, that doesn't really exist much anymore.
No. We tell our guys when you graduate, you can get some time off. They do a good job of every day. You know, I get to start their day during the school year. They do it every day in the school year, even when it's basketball season and baseball season. Every morning at 6:30. You know, a lot of people have morning workouts. This mat drills is back in the day, but we sort of do that every single day of our life. We get up early, go to bed late, and bust our tails in between those two times.
What do you call mat drills? Do you have a name for them?
We're not that cool. we get up early at 6:30 every morning, you know. It's the greatest time. You know, this is all fun, but I like the 6:30 where I can drink coffee and learn about the guys. And, you know, that's where, you know, the relationships are built, and you know who's dating who and who's done what and where's a kid. And so I get to start their day every day, which I'm blessed in that area.
Did, Georgia's success last year carry over as far as, like, the way people felt about football on the other levels, too?
Well, we're all second fiddle to Georgia in this town, so.
But, you know, I mean, it just creates an excitement.
It was, you know, what Coach Smart's done over there, and then, you know, we had a good year.
Yeah.
It was just a great football year, you know, for everybody, you know, in around us. And so, you know, I hope that, you know, one of the things the community, they really want us to, hey, we're going to go do it again. It's hard to go do it again, you know.
And, yeah, exactly.
And I'm sure Coach Smart over at Georgia, it's not going to be given to you. It's
sure.
None of that means anything, you know. And so
when we were sitting at Clark Central last summer, if I'd say, hey, you guys are going to go 13-0, or, you know, win your first 13, what would you have said?
No way.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me that same question earlier, and I said, I didn't even know we were going to win a game last year. And I feel that way right now.
Yeah.
I go home, my wife usually looks at me like, what is wrong with you? I think we're the worst football team on earth right now. But truth be known, we have some talented kids that are working hard and doing what we ask them to do. And we hope to match that. Will we? Who knows? But, no, I had no idea. You hope to make the playoffs, and then you know, we got a good draw in the playoffs, and we've sort of figured out who we wanted to be about midway through the season, and So we're excited to where we're at right now.
Josh, great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good luck on another, you know, great season. That was a lot of fun for you guys last year, and wish you the best of luck.
Well, thank you for having us. This is great. Thank you.
Josh Alexander, the head coach at Athens Academy, and I don't have to ask him this, but 8 single A is going to be tough as always. So I know the answer to that question.
It will be.
Yeah.
You know, that is the Commerce and Prince Avenue, and we hope and y'all to be got like those guys. Yeah.
Y'all got the target, too. So.
Yeah, yeah, and we wouldn't want it any other way.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, when we come back, we'll take a quick break here. When we come back on the other side, we still got Coach Perno from Clark Central who will be joining us, also Coach Vandegrift from Prince Avenue. So we got a couple of others going on as well. So thanks so much for joining us. We got 1 hour in the books. Man, this is flying by. And we got hour number two to go here on the University of Georgia's campus, Correll Hall, right here on 960 The Ref.